This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Lewis King. Lewis is the Director of Data Analytics at Everly Health. Lewis, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thank you so much for having me, JP.
No, it's our pleasure. So, Lewis, let's start with a background of yourself. Can you give us a quick overview of your journey in tech from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you are today as the Director of Data Analytics at Everly Health?
Sure. So like you mentioned, right now I lead a team of wonderful data analysts and data scientists as Director of Data Analytics at Everly Health. Here my team helps all the departments understand how our business is performing and delivers insights that help us make product decisions and improve our enterprise customer experience. And yeah, it's been an interesting path to get here. Essentially, when I was younger, I really liked math. And growing up, I've always had a knack for using data to make a point. And as I grew in my career, I knew I wanted to use my talents for organizing and inspiring others to lead a team of analysts and work on solving a company's biggest questions. Just how I ended up where I am today. But a little bit more specifically, after college, I studied engineering in college and went into a standard management consulting type job right out of school, where it was pretty broad and taught me some really great skills on working with big customers, like Fortune 500 customers directly, and preparing presentations. And that teed me up quite nicely to work as a data analyst in the online gaming industry. Gaming is really interesting because it's usually using like the cutting edge data technology. It was a great way to learn a lot about data tech. And through my time at that company called Kixi, I became an analytics manager and eventually a technical product manager for our data engineering team there. And through that experience, I ended up co-founding Telligent Data and working on that for 4 years with a coworker at Kixi, who I hired for my team as a data analyst. And he ended up becoming a very talented data engineer and my CTO at my startup. And there we were working on building analytics engineering systems that helped other startups process their data, essentially pulling it from all over the internet. So if they have data from online marketing sources or data from that's generated from their apps, pulling those into one concise database. And so it's easy to work with your user data. And then after wrapping that up, I was working as head of data at Fauna, which is a NoSQL database company. So there I was pretty much responsible for figuring out what we were going to do in the product to make it more highly differentiated in the database market, and also doing everything related to data analysis and financial modeling. It was a smaller startup, so I wore a lot of hats there. And then, which brings me to my current role at Everly Health. And yeah, we covered that at the beginning. So that's my journey.
Yeah, thank you for that. Quite the journey indeed. And great to hear about such variety from, you know, co-founding your own business to playing the lead, having that consultancy experience and how it's helped you to get to where you are today. You touched on it. So let's take a step back. Give us the overview of Everly Health. Who are Everly as a business? What's the mission of the organization? And then give us some insight into your role as the Director of Data Analytics.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Everly Health, we're building a world where everyone can access affordable, insightful, and life-changing lab tests. The company has actually changed quite a bit over the last year. We merged with another company called PWN, which had recently acquired yet another company called Home Access. So our parent company is now Everly Health, and we make it easy for users to order lab tests at home with 30 plus at-home kits, everything from fertility to food sensitivity tests that are ordered by the user. And our tests offer simple sample collection, free shipping, and physician-reviewed results and insights that are sent to your device in just days. So it's a really great alternative to more legacy lab testing where that you may or may not be familiar with, where you go to the doctor, they order some lab tests, you then go to a laboratory to get those tests done. And usually in that process, if you're using insurance, you may or may not know if insurance is going to cover your tests. You're going to end up with a bill for $10 or $1,000, which has been a lot of people's experience that work here. And that's what motivates us to innovate in this space. So yeah, we're doing really interesting things at Everly Health. Absolutely love working here. And in terms of data, the data industry here and my position. So when I joined, I had one data analyst and one data scientist on my team. And since we've really grown with the company, currently I have 8 folks on my team across analytics and data science, and we're definitely continuing to hire more both on the analytics and data science side. And we're really focusing on serving the entire company's needs. So everything from products, which is the department that we report into, finance, marketing, our enterprise engagement team. We work with a lot of very interesting lab operations data, and we're just continuing to grow the scope of the type of things we work on and also the sophistication of things that we work on. For example, applying more machine learning to our base set of data so that we can help to better describe what kinds of customers, like from the enterprise perspective, work really well with our company, which enterprise types have the highest engagement with our tests, and really going from there.
Thank you for that, Lewis. Great to hear the detail around the environment and the various use cases for data science, AI, machine learning across Everly, not just from the product side, but internally. Obviously, working with healthcare data is incredibly complex, very challenging, in many ways, a monumental task. Can you give us some insight into the typical project life cycle and the day-to-days of your group and your team so that we can visualize what it's like to be part of the Everly team?
Yeah, absolutely. Data privacy and working with PII and PHI, which would be like private health information, has been of the utmost importance for a company like ours. We have to be extremely careful with our data and how we use it. And so fortunately, there are a lot of providers and vendors out there that make it easier to stay compliant with HIPAA and other kind of government requirements. Specifically, we have providers like Amazon Web Services and ClearData that allow us to deploy our software there, and we can be confident that they handle all of the things behind the scenes that keep us compliant and keep our data safe. So fortunately, that side of things is pretty well handled by our technology team. In terms of the product or project lifecycle, typically what happens is we have two types of requests for Everly Health analysts. We have our kind of ad hoc or more reporting requests that are often shorter term in nature, can be more urgent in nature. It's the typical, hey, I need this big data pull and I need it done yesterday kind of thing. And so those usually will go through our like Jira project management system and get assigned to an analyst. But more and more as we're maturing as a team, we're doing more long-term and proactive projects. And the project lifecycle for that is a little bit longer. So what we'll typically do is I'll help brainstorm with an analyst about what types of projects they're interested in. And then we'll actually take the time to put together a short business case document, which may be like a 2-page Google document that then will communicate to different stakeholders that we think might be interested, an interested consumer in this project. So for example, we recently did an in-depth customer analysis, basically trying to understand who our customers are and what motivates them. And so we worked with our executives to find out exactly what they would want to know from a project like that, and then made sure that our business case included everything that they wanted and what their goals were, so that before we embark on, say, like a 6-week deep dive analytics project, the executives are really aligned in terms of what they actually want from the project and how they're going to use the output, the data output from that project, and whether the output is going to be a machine learning model or whether it's going to be an insights, like Google slide deck that we then present to execs. And then we'll go about doing the project. project and getting sign off, and then ultimately taking what we've built and incorporating it into our product roadmap or into our marketing roadmap if it's like more of a partnerships driven analysis. Yeah, there's not one example that fits all, but hopefully that helps to clarify things.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
You and I were speaking before we started recording, Lewis, about the various stages of data science within companies and based on size and the evolution of that journey. Can you give us some insight into what you've experienced, not just at your time with Everly, but also your prior experience from co-founding your own startups and what stands out to you as being important to know for data scientists working in this field, particularly as they enter into companies of a different size?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the data science and AI and machine learning are very hot right now. They're big buzzwords. But something to note is that I think that depending on the industry and the size of the company, those types of things are appropriate or more immediately actionable at different company stages in an industry. So I'll give an example. So in my time working with many startups and across gaming and healthcare, things like that, oftentimes what a startup's base needs are things like just reporting on their base statistics and agreeing on the definition of KPIs and making sure that their data is visualized in a timely manner and consumable in a very clear way, which really falls into basic data analysis and reporting. And you'd be surprised how late stage, even later stage startups still are working on refining that and making sure that they have a clear picture of what's important at their particular company. So my point there being, oftentimes startups will want to hire data scientists or build out a data science or machine learning department at, say, like seed round or series A, which in my opinion is usually premature for most industries. Even in online gaming or at healthcare companies, oftentimes it may be a little bit too soon when the real needs are around reporting and analytics, which is a different kind of persona and person that you'd want to hire for that stage of the company. Now, there are certainly some exceptions to this rule. There are a lot of like e-commerce companies or gaming companies that use recommendation systems or matchmaking algorithms in gaming. And those are definitely data science problems that you would then productize and make a core part of your offering. So it may be appropriate, given that type of industry, like being industry specific, to have a data scientist or two working very closely with the product team in order to develop these kind of algorithms that will then be fed back into the product itself. But on the other side of things, you may have a desire to do data science and say that you have like video editing app, and you may do some deep data science on like the types of content that are being recorded with your video recording app or how people are using editing. You can often find super interesting things. But the key is knowing whether the company is at the stage that they're able to take action on those really deep and specific insights. Because oftentimes, even if you do a deep research project and find out something interesting, if your entire product team or product and engineering team is under 20 people, usually they're focused on core app development and building out basic functionality and maybe some engagement type features and not ready to action on some of the deeper data science insights. So that's my initial take there.
Yeah, really good take. I'm glad you shared that with us. Staying on the topic of evolution of data science teams and what that looks like, and a great segue into my final question, which is, as you look ahead for the future of Everly Health and the impact that you guys are trying to have on this industry, what are you most excited about and what sort of growth do you expect to see across the data team over the next year or so?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been at Everly Well and now Everly Health for just under a year. And throughout that time, the company has probably at least tripled in size, as has the data team. So it's been a super exciting trajectory for Everly Health. We were the first company to offer at-home COVID tests, and we did that as a company of just 60 people. I think we've been able to pull off really impressive things, and our dream is to continue to grow and to be a major player in the healthcare space. And in order to do that, we're going to need really sophisticated data analytics and data science processes. I definitely see us, and in fact, we are actively hiring more senior analysts right now. And across 2022 and beyond, I would expect us to hire more on the data science side as we start to really focus on enterprise engagement, for example, and differentiating with our data, and then eventually hiring more on the data QA side. Of course, we also have data engineering, data architecture, which reports into the engineering org and is outside of my team, but we'll definitely be hiring there as well. So pretty much all across the board over the next couple of years. So if these are the types of projects and company that are interesting to you, definitely please reach out.
Amazing. Lewis, thank you so much for sharing that final piece and coming on today and talking to us. Appreciate you walking us through your journey, giving us the insight into what it's like at Everly. Amazing. And it sounds like it's going to be a fun place to work for quite some time now with the merger and the growth in store. So we wish you, your team, and everyone at Everly Health the best of luck.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.